Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm Maggie here, and I'm here in French Franks in Ryde with Donna Jones, the Police and Crime Commissioner.
Hi, Maggie.
For Hampshire and...
the Isle of Wight.
Hampshire and the Isle of Wight.
Hello, how are you? Nice to see you.
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm delighted to be in the Isle of Wight today.
Yes, it's lovely. Not the sun shining. Yeah.
Just literally comes out.
Just literally come out.
Amazing.
So can we ask you about, you've had some initiatives come up lately, like the local bobbies. How are they going?
Well, very good. And thanks for asking me. So about two, 3 weeks ago, it was the 2 year anniversary of local bobbies, of me introducing local bobbies and bringing them back into the community.
Right.
And so, yeah, we've now got, I think I've just funded another five in my budget that was announced on Monday, the 3rd or 4th of February. And that now means you've got 119 local bobbies across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
We've got a handful extra coming to the island as well, particularly going into your rural communities across the Isle of Wight, right, which is really, really key, where they're really needed, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, so this is my pledge to make sure that every community has a named local police officer with their mobile phone number, their email address, and their, as I say, their name on the police force website. So you can go on there, click local bobby, pop in your postcode, and you get all the details.
That's good, isn't it? And from the other point of view, what do they think about it? The local bobbies.
Yeah, well, actually, they love it. Because I think if you are a police officer who doesn't want to specialise and become a detective or go into the roads policing unit or into digital forensic examination, you know, examining mobile phones and things, you want to stay in uniform. It's a lovely, lovely job.
Yeah.
They are proactive. They're not responding to 999 calls. They are doing all of the proactive, walking the beat, getting to know the local headmistress, headmaster, the you know, the pub landlord, the local people that work in the local co-op or whatever the shops are. They're getting to know the community. They're going to public meetings. They get to know the local councillors, parish councillors as well. So these people, if you are a community-minded person that wants to serve the public, it's a lovely, lovely job. And actually, serving as a local bobby on the Isle of Wight, I had so much feedback from people who love policing on the island because of the unique communities that you have.
Oh, that's good, and that's brilliant, yeah.
And have you had much feedback from the community about how effective this has been?
Yes, I have. When I became Police and Crime Commissioner 5 years ago, one of the key bits of feedback I had from the public, well, it was twofold, really. Number one was we don't see police officers often enough. And number two was we just want to get to know our police. We want them to be part of our community. And that's really why I've funded 851 more police officers over the last 5 years. And why, as I say, I brought back local bobbies.
No? Well, that's good. It was great news, isn't it?
So what new initiatives have you got coming up?
Well, in the budget that I just announced, there's a couple of things. I've set up a £2 million innovation fund. This is going to be the ability for me to be investing in new software technologies. It could be AI, for example, to help detectives to be doing redaction or working through their case files quicker.
Yeah.
We've got some live facial recognition bands. The Home Office have funded, and they picked Hampshire Constabulary, Hampshire and the Isle of Wight Constabulary, to be the host force for the whole of the southwest of England. So these live facial recognition bands, we've got two of them. They can go on high streets. The police can put in the details, the face of the POIs, people of interest. And then if they are seen in the local vicinity, it pings on the van and a local police officer will approach them. So it makes communities a lot safer. So that's a really good initiative you've got too.
That's brilliant. But those have been somewhat controversial, haven't they?
There have been. The controversy of these has come from people who are innocent, let's say like you and I, walking down the street and saying, well, hang on, I don't want the police scanning my face. Mm. So what I've done is, as Police and Crime Commissioner, I've gone through a whole suite of governance documents that the police must adhere to. And if people like us are walking down the road, and I'm hoping that we are all innocent people, yeah, we are not people of interest, or we are eyes to the police. So if we walk past, the machine would scan our faces, and within less than a split second, it makes a decision that we are not interesting to the police, and it deletes that image straight away. Oh, okay. Doesn't actually ever retain it. It scans and says not interested and it's gone. Yeah. So it doesn't actually ever retain your face. Yeah. So for anyone who is worried about their own personally their right of anonymity, etc., they've got nothing to worry about.
Okay, you probably lose a lot more anonymity with dash cams, to be honest.
Well, that's true. And ring doorbells and things like that. Yes, absolutely. And what else? And this is going to suit on my facial recognition vans, the £2 million innovation funds where I can be bringing forward efficiencies in the police. I'm opening more police stations this year.
Yeah.
I've got the refurb of Shankland Police Station that's been announced. The architects have been in, the surveyors have been in measuring up the site. There'll be a front counter there. I really want to make sure the Bay Area has got at least one police station that the public can go into. I'm continuing to work with the Isle of Wight Council. I've just signed off a £180,000 fund to go towards the youth justice team. So that's basically, if you're convicted of an offence over the age of 18, it's the probation service, or a hawks, that manage you. If you're under the age of 18, that's done through council, through the Isle of Wight Council. Oh. And it's called the Youth Justice Board, the YJVs. And I pay a big chunk of the annual funding for that as Police and Crime Commissioner. So I've just signed that off from Richard Britton to Ashley Whittaker, your Director of Children's Services here on the Isle of Wight, on Monday of this week. I've been to the Wright Town Board meeting today. The neighbourhood boards have been set up, and we've gone through a whole load of things today, because as Police and Crime Commissioner I get an automatic seat there. So I've been there with Joe Robertson, the MP, with Phil Jordan, the leader of the council, Karen Lucioni, one of the councillors. I've been on the board today meeting with them to go through the priorities for the year ahead. That's good as well. And what else have I got going on? Well, actually, crime overall is down 11% over the last 2 years,
good,
in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. So I had a big scrutiny board with the Chief Constable last week, holding him to account. We've seen knife crime drop in this police force area over the last 2 years by over 23%.
Good.
Whereas in London, it's gone up over 25, 26%, I think. So you can see the contrast here,
yeah,
that communities are getting safer. And the final sort of big update for me really probably is around the 101. You'll recall that 4 or 5 years ago when I became the Police and Crime Commissioner, the non-emergency 101 number, it just wasn't really being serviced very well. The calls weren't being answered very quickly. It was over a 40-minute average wait time, and over 40% of people were just giving up and hanging up.
Yeah.
Abandonment rate. It was really bad.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things that I set the Chief Constable a task that we needed to improve, an improvement notice of sorts. I opened a new call centre in the east of the county because the call centres were all over in Southampton. We had two of them. And that job market was quite saturated. So I wanted to open up a call centre in the east of the county, in between Portsmouth and Havant, which we've done. And now we've gone from being in the bottom three police forces for answering the 101 to being in the top four. So out of 42 police forces, we are now right up there, top 10%, doing a brilliant job answering those calls in under 3 minutes every day. I think last week it was 1:59 on average to answer the call, and the abandonment rate is under 10%, which is really good.
That's
brilliant,
good,
isn't it?
So are other police forces coming to see how it's done properly?
Yes, well, they are. And actually, one of the other things that we do, which is different to other police forces, is that we classify up crimes at the point of the call coming in. Some police forces, people who are phoning up have a slower process because the call handler takes the call details and then someone else then retrospectively then classifies what the crime is and deals with that. But actually, here in Hampshire, we're trying to speed things up and have less touch points for a victim of crime or someone who is informing the police of an offence that's happened or an incident, by making sure that that system is good. Oh, and also another good thing we've got, 2 weeks ago, we launched for the first time ever our digital bobby. Now, this is, if you go onto the Constabulary website,
yeah,
you can actually have a conversation now with a digital bobby, as opposed to a real police officer, if it's something quite low level that you wanted to report. So you didn't necessarily need to speak to a police officer, that you wanted to go online and report something, or perhaps you wanted to query, I've just seen some fly tipping. Should I be reporting that to you? The digital bobby will come back and say, no, that's a matter to report to Environmental Health at your local council. So you might think, I'm not sure I actually need to phone someone about this, but perhaps you just want to have a little chat with someone online. You can now do that, and we're one of the first forces in the country to roll that out.
That's interesting. So that would be effectively anonymous. You haven't got to say, hi, I'm Martin Smith, I'm injured. So fair enough. Yeah. So people are more likely to use that, aren't they?
I think they really are, particularly younger people, because they love being online and just communicating by messages as opposed to speaking to people.
Well, one final question. Have you enjoyed your tenure so far?
I have absolutely loved it. I have really loved it. And of course, actually, it's an interesting question because the government have obviously made the announcement the Police and Crime Commissioners will end in 2028.
All right.
So that's one of the things that's come out of the police reform white paper. The piece of form white paper was launched on Monday last week, so a couple of weeks ago now. And one of the things it's doing is it's replacing Fleet and Crown Commissioners. So the role that I currently have from 2028, that will be picked up by our first ever mayor for the Isle of Wight, right, Hampshire. So the governance of the police will still be done outside of the police, i.e. by a me, but it will just be done by the mayor and the mayor's team moving forward. The staff that work for me would chip into the mayor's office and will carry on the roles that they're doing. And then also, we currently, as I say, have 43 police forces across England and Wales. As part of the police reform white paper, they're looking to reduce the number of police forces down from 43 to perhaps 10 or 12.
All right.
Now, that bit, I have a bit more of a concern about. I think police reform is needed. I think there is some wastage in the system. There is money to be saved to pay for more police officers, which I welcome. But I think that 10 or 12 is too few, because we would end up, this is already one of the, this is the sixth largest police force in the country in the Isle of Wight in Hampshire. You'd end up, and we represent 2.2 million people. That's the number of people that are covered by the police force area. If you went to 12 police forces, for example, police forces on average would cover 7 to 7.5 million people. You can have Northamptonshire, Milton Keynes, Oxfordshire, Buckinghamshire, Hampshire, the Isle of Wight, you know, The southern tales of Venting, you know, says, does it? To Milton Keynes, there is no connection at all. No. So for me, that is too big a portion of the country.
I tend to agree.
But I think if they went to 20 police forces, for example, we'd probably stay the same. So if you had 20 police forces, they'd probably represent 2.5 million people. And for us here in this police force, we would stay as we are, which would be
no sense. Excellent. True. Well, thank you very much for sparing a bit of time. I know you're a really busy person. So
it's a pleasure to catch up with you as always.
Well, thank you so much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.